Previously on Grey's Anatomy.
Oh, ma'am.
What?
George's dad got admitted last night.
It's just a valve replacement, George.
Burke will do it, and you will clear his schedule if someone is going to operate on my dad's heart. I want it to be Burke.
But Dr. Hahn here graduated second. Ask her who graduated first.
Adele and I, she wants me to step down as chief. Retire.
We're starting fresh.
And starting fresh means no sex because...
Because we started with sex last time, and it didn't go very well.
You decannulated her heart this morning.
I didn't decannulate...
Yes, you did. And when Burke and I were fishing... I noticed something weird with his hand.
I slept with another guy. Do I tell George?
Kelly slept with Sloane. I spent the entire day worrying about Burke.
Burke is fine. Your dad will be fine.
You're lying. Burke is hiding something and you're helping him.
George knows.
As doctors, we know everybody's secrets. Their medical histories, sexual histories, confidential information that is as essential to a surgeon as a ten blade. And every bit as dangerous. We keep secrets. We have to. But not all secrets can be kept.
Six-letter word for pinnacle.
Zenith.
Oh, this is good. No sex, crossword puzzles, current events. When's the knitting start?
Shut up. Good things come to those who wait.
Yeah, I'm on sex.
There will be no sex.
Am I interrupting sex?
No.
Good, get out.
What? You can't ask me to leave.
Meredith.
Give us a sec.
When I get back, there better be some sex.
Why are you all sweaty and ick?
I jogged here.
We don't jog. You don't jog. Christina?
What if Derek robbed a bank?
What?
Say Derek was robbing a bank, and while he was in there, you were waiting outside because it was your job to drive the getaway car.
Why would Derek rob a bank?
Just go with me, please.
Okay, Derek's robbing a bank.
And he gets caught. But no one knows you were involved because you were driving the car.
Okay, Derek's in jail. I'm in the mystery car. What's the question?
Would you turn yourself in? Or would you stay quiet and let Derek go down for a robbery in which you were a complicit participant? Or would you, you know, stand by him?
Well, whose idea was it to rob the bank?
I don't know. I don't know. His. But you helped. Could you live with yourself? If you just walked away and let the man you love take the fall?
If you tell me, maybe I can help. If you tell me...
No, I'll see you at work.
Christina, you don't jog. We don't jog.
Has George said anything to you?
About what?
I jog sometimes without you. How's your dad?
His surgery's today.
You have nothing to worry about.
I'm not worried. Not anymore.
What do you mean by that?
Hey. I'm sure you and Meredith having one of your... We're best friends. We're so cool. Secret time things.
Sorry I'm cranky. Candy striping makes me so cranky.
Christine's leaving.
Ah, so I can have my girlfriend back.
What's wrong with her?
Why are you acting like the sky is falling?
The sky isn't falling. It already fell. George knows.
I was in surgery for 14 hours yesterday and no tremor.
Yeah, with me by your side, ready to jump in.
I haven't had a tremor in a week.
George knows. And this is not any surgery. You are operating on his father
today. I am aware of that. And I am fine.
Well, he's going to do something. I know him. He's not going to just stand by and say nothing.
Well, there's nothing to say. I have a tremor, no, I don't.
We need a strategy. We have to figure out our story and come up with a plan.
Christina, you're too intense.
I am too intense? I have been working my ass off, making sure nobody here knows. Running your board, running surgical procedures. I shouldn't have to know until my fifth year covering you.
Well, covering me. And I haven't been covering you.
Excuse me?
I'm just saying, we're a team.
Okay.
A strong team, and I wouldn't be in that aura if I didn't know I could do it. And you just have to trust me on that. Don't let this O'Malley thing break you down.
No, I'm not.
Christina.
I gotta go.
What happened?
Driver lost control of his car, plowed through the fish market at the wharf. At least a dozen injuries. I need all hands on deck.
All hands? Does that mean all hands or just all hands?
Oh, Stevens, you shouldn't have been paged. You can go and take over on Mr. O'Malley. He's having surgery today with Dr. Burke.
Oh, that's my case. I'm with work.
You have traumas rolling into the pit. She can take over for you.
So I get to scrub in? Thanks.
But Stevens, you will not scrub in. You will not handle any instruments. You will not move or talk or do anything other than breathe and watch.
Let me straighten again. No problem.
Where is George? Why isn't he here?
I don't know. He switched shifts with me.
Dr. Bailey, I just wanted to say, Dr. Burke requested me on the O'Malley case, so if I have to go. I mean, Izzy can't even scrub in, so even when my attending asks for me...
Well, if and when your attending asks for you, then you have to go, don't you?
Great, trauma room one, gang. Man, that stretcher crept. Come with me.
All right, talk to me.
Larry Shane, Dickerson, 86, GCS 8, VPM 100 over PAL, pulse in the 120.
Obvious deformities to the right tip fib. Get x-rays. Let me know if there's anything surgical. Looks like he's got a lot worse problems than a broken leg.
Honey, let me hear your voice.
That car just about killed him.
The car hit him?
No, he's driving.
Hit his head on the windshield, chest hit the steering column, all car, no airbags.
So he was driving the car that crashed into the fish market?
He wasn't driving it, that's what I'm telling you. It was driving him. He didn't do all this, it was the car. He couldn't stop it.
Okay. Left pupil is sluggish. This is Dickerson. Dr. Yang is going to take your husband over to radiology.
Hi, and Mrs. Dickerson, there are two police officers waiting to take your statement about the accident.
It was the car. See, he dropped me off. He went to park like he always does.
Oh.
Larry is a good driver.
Please, I want to be with my husband.
Yes, Mrs. Dickerson, but just give the
Not
statement.
Not now.
Okay, all right, I'll ask them to come back later. He's crashing.
I need suction here.
Should we shock him again?
Shocking is not going to help a heart with no blood to pump. Damn it. Plaques everywhere. Could just get better visualization.
So you said you were inside of the fish market when this happened? Okay, I need you to get her. Ma'am?
Call it.
Time of death, 7:53 a.m.
Ma'am?
Preston Burke, back from the dead. Can't say the same for your patient.
Ma'am! I need a stretcher over here.
I think I might be parked in a red zone.
Oh, I need a stretcher, please!
Awesome cuts.
I flew through a window. I flew.
Rev.
Stop manhandling my intern. That's my job.
Can you tell me your name?
Janelle Duco.
Janelle, what do you do for a living?
I sell vegetables at the fish market.
Janelle, honey, can I get you anything? Some food, maybe?
Mrs. Dickerson, is that you?
Mrs. Dickerson, I'm sorry. You can't be here right now.
Larry is a good driver. The car went crazy. Janelle, if you need anything, I'll be right over here.
I'm sorry.
She's my best customer.
She collapsed in my arms. I just want to make sure she's okay. You got it from here?
They don't call me doctor for nothing.
Mr. Dickerson is such a nice man. I hope he didn't kill my baby.
Addison! She's pregnant.
You need an ultrasound? How far along are you?
10 weeks. Ow!
Sorry. There's glass in there, Karev. Try a lighter touch.
The doctors. Hot men. They're all really hot. They are, aren't they? It's not just because I'm wearing a plate glass window.
No. They're man candy.
Good. Okay. That is nasty.
Sat's in her 80s. I've got to get her oxygen. And I'm going to need a portable chest. Stat.
I love the boss. And boss more.
Hey, Izzy. Honey, this is Izzy.
Hi. Oh, yes. One of the girls who lives with Georgie. And some kind of setup there.
It's not some kind of setup. It's like what they do these days. Men and women live together without being, you know, men and women. It's like a neutral thing.
So, nothing sexual.
Mom!
No, nothing sexual. Where are the other O'Malley men today?
I told them to get back to work. They were climbing the walls in here.
Oh, I'm here to prep you for surgery. As you know, Dr. Burke is your surgeon.
Dr. Burke, right. Georgie's always saying Dr. Burke this, Dr. Burke that.
Yeah, he's pretty incredible. He's one of the best cardiothoracic guys in the world.
Yeah. I have to go. I'm going to be right back.
You're not even working today. Why are you getting paged?
I have to go.
You're pretty. There's nothing sexual between you and Georgie. Not even a little bit?
Louise!
What? I just want Georgie to be happy. Okay. Let's just prep you for surgery.
Anything you would have done different, Dr. Hahn?
Given the size of the wound, I would have given up sooner. So how have you been, Preston? Last time I saw you, you stole my patient's heart. Then you got shot. Karma rocks.
What brings you all the way from Seattle Presbyterian to Seattle Grace?
A consult. And knowing how much my being here would annoy you.
Oh, on the contrary. It's always a pleasure. Though not as much as when you leave.
Hey, do you think I could get in on Eric Holland's surgery? She's amazing.
Who?
Dr. Hahn. She's doing a consult.
Wonder who the VIP patient is. Get him to CT.
Dr. Hahn, I was pleasantly surprised to hear you were joining us today.
Oh, well, I'm always ready to lend a hand, Dr. Weber.
George. Hey, how's your dad?
Here's his chart. He's in room 3975. It's down the hall, third door on the right. I'll be there in a minute.
Okay.
I'll escort you. And you can tell me what it would take to steer you away from Seattle Presbyterian. We could use an extra hand around here.
We broke up. You broke up with me, unless I'm missing something.
Doesn't mean. I'm just asking about your dad.
Why? Why do you care?
Because I care about you.
Right. Well, I guess that's why you slept with Mark Sloan, huh? Makes sense.
Did Dr. Bailey see the chest x-ray?
No, but with the decreased breath sounds and the low pulse ox, she suspects Janelle will need a chest tube.
Dabbing out freaking glass splinters, and she gets to do a chest tube?
You signed on for this.
This is not a good day for me. This is not a good day for me at all.
The baby looks good, you know. Heartbeat strong. Do you want me to call the father?
You could do that, but that would require me speaking to him, which I no longer do. Plus, hearing he's a daddy from some random doctor might not go over real well.
So the baby's father doesn't know?
No. And he's never going to.
Ray, can I speak with you?
I'm setting up a chest tube.
I need to talk to you when you're done.
I'll come find you.
You know I can suture you. I've done it before.
And you can do a Z-plasty and barely see the scar, give me a call. Till then, dab and clean. Dab and clean.
How's plastics, Craig? Everything you've ever dreamed of?
We're not doing a chest tube, Dr. Ray.
What's that?
Stucco? There's a shard of glass going into your heart. Hey, have you seen Dr. Torres?
No. Quite a morning, huh? 14 injured, 2 dead.
I know. There's a lot of blood.
Yeah.
And blood. You know, there's a girl who literally has a shard of glass in her chest.
Come here. Larry Dickerson, the guy that crashed in the fish market. It's a subdural hematoma, along with air in his mediastinum. Now, look at this. Look at his spine right here.
spinal stenosis.
Yep.
Narrowing of the spine, most often a result of aging, causes numbness in the legs and feet.
His case is so far advanced, I doubt he could even feel his feet. Which means...
Oh, he shouldn't have been driving.
You paging me?
Patient has air in the mediastinum. I wanted you to take a look.
Well, this guy shouldn't have been driving.
I know.
It looks like he has a tracheal injury. You going into the OR for the subdural?
Yeah, as soon as one becomes available. What's going on with Christina?
What do you mean?
Well, first she kicks me out of bed at 5 this morning so she can have girl talk with Meredith. And now I can't find her. She was supposed to be my intern. I had to get my own CT. What's going on?
Nothing. Christina's fine. She's just working really hard.
I'm sure I don't have any idea.
Mm-hmm.
Don't mention Christina to Burke, okay? It's just not a good idea.
Yeah, what did you talk about this morning?
Bank robberies. Which isn't really the point, okay? She was jogging and, well, it just cut her some slack today, okay? Not that I should interfere.
But you're going to anyway.
I'm just gonna ask once. Very nicely. Please. Please.
You know, it says thank you like nothing else.
I'm leaving now. Derek's looking for you. He said you left a patient in.
Shit, I'm trying to hear.
What's going on?
Dr. Yang.
Yes, sir?
When you see Dr. Burke, tell him I need to speak with him.
Of course, sir. Is that Dr. Hahn from Presbyterian talking to George's dad?
Mr. O'Malley has elected to have Dr. Hahn perform as a valve replacement.
But what about Dr. Burke?
Dr. Burke's been replaced.
Well, so what if he replaced me with Dr. Hahn? I'm no longer on his father's surgery. That's a good thing if it means you stop obsessing.
Hey, George didn't just replace you. He told the chief. The chief knows. I mean, for all we know, Erica Hahn's being considered the new head of cardio. And the chief asked me to tell you that he has something important to talk to you about.
Oh, okay.
So we need to align our stories.
This is why I feel like I'm covering for you. I don't align with stories. That's not me.
Oh, I'm sorry. You think it's me? That's not fair.
Well, you know, it's done. If the chief wants to talk to me, so I will talk to him. I am not telling him a story, Christina. I'm going to tell him the truth.
Burke.
Still getting a heartbeat there?
Happy to say. And it'll get stronger once you've had your surgery. Do you mind me asking why you guys switched from Dr. Burke to Dr. Hahn?
No, we didn't. Georgie did.
Did he say why?
Not really, no.
Did Georgie and Dr. Burke maybe have a falling out?
Not that I know of.
Then is there something going on with George and Dr. Hahn?
Now, here we go again.
No, there's nothing going on with George and Dr. Hahn.
I already told her. Dr. Torres is the one who loves George.
Well, then why did Dr. Torres break up with him? Why did Dr. Torres break up with him? I mean, between us.
Well, how much did George tell you?
Everything. I'm his mother.
Okay, well, then you know that Callie is a little bit out there. I mean, I've seen more of that girl's body than I have of my own. It's just a little bit too much information for me. I mean, nobody needs to be naked that often. He didn't tell you that? I don't know why they broke up. George seemed to really like her, and he kind of needed her, and... I mean, you remember the whole George and Meredith thing.
Wait, George and Meredith?
I knew it. George didn't tell you that either.
First Meredith, then Dr. Torres, and now this Dr. Hahn.
O'Malley men are studs.
He isn't a stud. He's just very handsome.
Okay, people, focus. George is not dating Erica Hahn.
Then why would he want her to perform his father's surgery instead of Dr. Burke? Is she better than Dr. Burke?
She's good. Really good. Nobody's better than Burke.
Then why can't I have Dr. Burke?
I don't know. Do me a favor. Could you find out?
Hey, have you seen George?
No.
He is acting so weird.
So is Christina.
What is wrong with everyone today?
Hey, Callie.
I was going to come and find you. What did you want to talk to me about?
Panties?
Kelly, what you up to?
I'm going to kick Meredith's ass right now.
Oh, I kept your secrets. I was discreet. I was a really good friend to you, and I didn't have to be. And then you go and do this?
Do what?
Hey, Kelly, panties. Use your words. Use your words. Panties, Meredith. I'm talking about the frickin' code of silence pair of panties I pulled off the bulletin board. Not to mention the adulterous mixed sex I witnessed.
Hey!
You remember that?
Hey!
I'm sorry, but she's very little, and you're hurting her.
You told George my night with McSteamy was not yours to share.
That's what this is about, your sex with McSteamy?
You told Izzy.
No,
Kelly!
No!
You told me you slept with someone. You never said it was Sloan. George told me it was Sloan.
George? George told you. Who told George? Maybe perhaps the guy you slept with? George thinks I betrayed him. And I didn't. I didn't. We were broken up.
Well, go tell George.
Dude, you ran a cage fighter on
you. I know.
How's my dad doing?
George, your ex is hardcore. Passionate, but hardcore.
Yeah, I don't... How is he doing?
He's fine, George.
And my mom, is she driving you crazy? Has she offered to iron your scrubs?
She does that.
She offers to iron things. Weird things.
They're fine. They're just,
What?
Confused. You know, suddenly a stranger is operating on your dad's heart, and they both want to know why, and I have no idea what to tell them, so...
Christina, tell Izzy why Dr. Hahn is doing my dad's surgery instead of Burke. Go on.
Look, Dr. Hahn is an incredible surgeon. Your father is in great hands. Nothing else matters.
You're wrong. There's a lot of people with fathers in this hospital, and it doesn't matter to them who their doctor is.
George, I know this is scary. I understand that. But Burke, I didn't come back until I was ready. Preston Burke is ready.
Look, I just can't talk to you about this. It's just none of your business, and just please stay out of this.
What do I do about your parents?
You don't do anything about my parents. Your job is to watch, remember? I'm just sorry.
You might consider leaving that alone until she goes into the OR.
Yeah, about that. When's that going to happen? There's a large shard of glass in my heart, you know.
You'd be surprised how long people can live with stuff inside their bodies. Glass, shrapnel, bullets.
I saw a guy once with half a chair leg in his chest. That was one hell of a splinter.
Can we focus here?
Well, it looks like we'll have the OR in a few hours.
So if I get hit by a car, thrown through a window, have a big shard of glass in my chest and my baby survives, that's pretty much a sign I should have this baby, right? Even without a father?
Everyone has a father.
No, she didn't tell him.
You think I should tell him? Everyone says I'm wrong. He's scum and now I'm the bad guy because I don't want him in my kid's life, right? That's what you're thinking?
No.
My thing is, what about the kid? I mean, what happens when he's 6 or 7 and he wants to meet his dad?
Karev, this is none of your business, okay?
She asked, okay?
He cheated on me.
Makes him an ass doesn't mean you have to be one. Masuko.
BP's 80 over 60.
JVD and muffled heart sounds. She's officially unstable. The OR can't wait. Alex, find Burke and bullet the leader saline. Hang a unit of blood. We've got to get it ready for transport, people. Now?
I'm sorry. Spinal what?
Stenosis.
And he got this from the accident?
I think it may have caused the accident. Spinal stenosis is common in older people.
No. Larry didn't have anything wrong with him before the accident.
So there were no symptoms that either of you noticed?
No, Larry was fine. We're old, but we've both been in good health. Larry was fine.
We're going to need to operate on your husband. He has a subdural hematoma, which is bleeding in the brain. And we need to bring in a cardiothoracic surgeon to repair the hole in his trachea, which is his windpipe.
So that means that you need to operate on his chest and his head.
Yes.
I just wanted to go to the market.
whatever happens. You know, I mean, he can't punish you. Every surgery we have done has been textbook, and we haven't lost a single patient. We've been flawless.
Christina,
and he can't...
You are right. The chief does want Dr. Horn to replace me as head of cardiothoracic surgery. Rich is planning to retire. And he's recommending that the board name me the next chief of surgery.
George didn't say anything.
I'm going to be chief.
And you didn't tell him anything about your tremor, right?
I'm going to be chief of surgery at Seattle Grace Hospital.
Why do you sound like that?
Because I'm going to be chief of surgery at Seattle Grace Hospital.
This is what you've worked for. This is what you wanted. And I can work harder. I can learn more procedures. I will do whatever you need.
What?
Right now, nobody knows. I mean, yes. Okay. The fact that George hasn't told the chief yet doesn't mean that he won't, but we can deal with that. I mean, I'll talk to him, or you talk to him. And once you're chief, it won't matter. I mean, you'll be chief, okay? This is good. Nobody will ever know.
I don't know. I can't be chief. Not now. Not like this. Do you know how long I wanted this? My entire career. And when I finally get it, there's blood on it. I had a tremor, and I didn't say anything about it. It's... unimaginable. It's unethical. Dishonorable. I've crossed the line.
We crossed the line. Together, I crossed the line with you.
You dragged me across the line. You made us a team. You told Shepard I was fine. You said nobody has to know. I was out there on my own. You made us a team.
I did what you needed me to do. You were standing there looking at me, telling me your whole life was your hands if you couldn't operate, if you couldn't be Preston Burke.
That was your concern, not mine.
Oh, no. No, you put that on me. When you got shot, I walked away. And you cannot let that go, can you? Well, I'm sticking now. Okay, I'm sticking. You know how tired I am. Do you know how scared I am every time we go into surgery? But I do it for you.
Do you know how scared I am when we go into surgery? I don't have to just worry about my career now. I have to put yours on my back, too.
We are a team.
Well, there is no team. There is no team. There is only me, once again, making allowances for your emotional shortcomings.
Okay, we shouldn't say anymore.
Look who's here.
Oh, look how wrinkled he is. Thank God I brought the travel iron.
Mom, what's going on? They paged me into your room. Are you okay?
Fine. It's just that...
What?
Want me to?
No, I'll do it. Here's the thing. We appreciate everything you've done for us.
All the strings you pulled with Dr. Burke and Dr. Hahn.
The last thing we want to do is cause trouble, because we heard how much stress you've been under.
First with you and Meredith, then with you and Callie.
Izzy!
I thought they knew.
And we hope you won't be mad, but we rescheduled the surgery for tomorrow, because...
We're sticking with Dr. Burke.
What did you say to them?
We asked her.
I asked you to stay out of this.
I just told them what I thought.
Get out!
What?
George, you don't talk like that to anyone.
Dad! Did Dr. Stevens tell you that she's on probation because the last time she was allowed to interact with patients, someone died?
It was really nice to see both of you.
You're the guy who caused the accident. No more just cleared up. You available to scrub in with me?
Shepard.
Burke. What's going on?
Dr. Burke, we got a pregnant woman in the pit with a traumatic cardiac tamponade from a piece of glass piercing her heart. Addison asked for you.
Well, you can't do two surgeries at once.
No, I can't.
Well, she's bleeding like crazy. What do you want to do?
Burke, my guy can't wait much longer.
Well, Dr. Hahn is here. Invite her to scrub in with you, Dr. Shepard. I'll take the glass piercing of the heart.
Okay.
Hey, Karev?
Yes, sir.
Make sure that Dr. Ming scrubs in with me.
Everybody gets a surgery but me.
We were broken up as a nut together.
I can't do this.
I slept with Mark to get over you, and guess what? It didn't work. It was a mistake. But I did not betray you, George. I would never do that.
I can't do this now.
Where are you taking her?
She's having an operation.
Oh, no. What's wrong with
her? She has some bleeding in her chest and they need to operate.
Sorry, Janelle. I'm so, so sorry.
It's okay, Mrs. D. I'm going to be...
All right.
Okay.
Mrs. Dickerson, you should go back to your husband's room and wait there, okay?
He's having surgery, too. Everyone is having surgery.
To go on and take her up. The surgical team is waiting. Ma'am.
What did I do? How could I have done this?
Done what?
I knew that he had trouble, my husband, with his feet. My daughter came to town. She took away his keys.
You gave them back to him.
If I'd sided with my daughter, Larry would have felt so betrayed. He loves to drive. He didn't mean to hurt anyone. Oh, God. I didn't mean to hurt anyone.
I'm so sorry. Listen, come with me.
What?
I know that you didn't mean to hurt anyone. But we need to tell the police. Just try.
Entered the right ventricle and went right through the septum. I'm going to need to place a pericardial patch.
Shall I do a running whip stitch?
No, I've got it.
I can do a Magoon. I've been practicing.
Dr. Yang, move to the other side of the table.
Dr. Burke, I apologize.
Move to the other side of the table. Thank you.
Get some more lap pads.
How's it going down there, Dr. Hahn?
Oh, just groovy. They're all going to be so jealous back at Seattle Presbyterian.
Why is that?
Scrubbing in with Derek Shepard, the genius who saved Preston Burke when he almost got his arm shot off. Major jealousy.
You hear that? I'm a genius.
Of course you are.
Well, she was serious.
Uh-huh. Damn it, I'm seeing a partial tear in his aorta.
You okay?
I'm going to have to enlarge the incision to get to the aorta. We're going to have to turn him on his back and redress.
His pressure's bottomed out. Now, can you get control down there?
I know. He's crashing, and this laceration's getting bigger by the second.
All right, do you need help?
I need four hands, and I need everyone in here to help me turn him.
Paige Thompson.
He's out. Is Burke available?
He's in OR3.
Run in there and see if they can spare him a second.
Okay, I need everyone to help me turn him.
On your count, Derek.
Got about half an hour before
the
patient dies.
Move it, take it off.
Let's go. Do this.
That is it. Start rewarming. Pledge it at 5-0, Proline. It's going to take about 10 minutes before the body warms up. They will take off bypass.
Nice work, Dr. Burke.
Thank you.
Dr. Burke, Dr. Hahn's repairing the trachea and found an aortic transection. Patient's crashing. She really needs your help.
What are you doing?
The heart can't come off a bypass for a while yet. I'll be right back.
Shall I come?
No. Stay here.
Mary. Is it bad? What is she needing to do?
The guy's chest is a mess. She's juggling the tracheal and the aortic injuries, and she just needs another pair of hands.
Just repaired a hole in her heart.
I'm sure he can handle it. Christina!
Hey, hey, hey! What do you think you're doing? Get back in there.
What, do you think Burke can't operate without you? Oh, my God. Christina.
Shut up.
He can't operate without you.
Don't you ever give a crap about me in any way? You shut your mouth and get back into that OR. There's a beat.
It's beating.
She's ready to come off bypass, right?
She is.
Dr. Burke asked me to tell you he's going to be longer than he thought.
Longer than he thought? What else did he say?
She could stroke out if she stays on any longer.
What did he say?
He said you shouldn't worry. He'll be right back.
Well, let's unclamp and see what we've got.
Brain's not interesting enough for you, Dr. Grant.
We'll still get a lot of bleeding. I'll place a partial occluding clamp.
4-0, Proline. There.
Excellent, Burke. Thank you. Should hold once you get a few more in there.
Focus, Dr. Gray. Focus.
Everything okay, Dr. Grant?
Everything's fine.
Dr. Gray.
It's been too long. She needs to come off bypass.
She should come off soon, Dr. Ye. How do you want to proceed?
I'm not having this girl die of a stroke after all this. Paige someone. Anyone who can help take her off bypass. What happened in there?
He's going to live.
Dr. Burke, you were gone too long. She could stroke out any second.
Gather yourself, Dr. Yang. Let's take her off bypass. Good. Good rhythm. Temperature is up. Okay. Let's take her off bypass.
Coming off bypass.
Stop for me. Give her more volume. Arterial line is out. Nice. Keep going. Come on. There it is.
Heartbeat's still strong. Nicely done, Dr. Burke.
Oh, so we just check everything and close. Okay.
Wait. Oh! She blew a stitch. She got a tear in her heart. Give me the pleasure to pour a Proline. Put up 2 fresh units of blood.
What can I do? Burke.
Hold pressure. I need to repair the heart wall.
Should I put on a clamp?
One moment.
Oh, we don't have a moment.
Hold on! I need to put the calendars back in so we can empty out the heart again. She needs to go back on bypass, rehab her eyes, and give me the tubes. Our atrium is extremely viable. I can't hold the stitch.
What about a horizontal mattress? I can do
it. Dr. Yang, I don't need you for this. This is a known complication of the surgery. It happens. It happens. We start bypass?
Starting bypass. I was paged. Can I help?
I'm repairing the heart wall. I can use your help for a second attempt to come off bypass.
I'll scrub in.
Load more for our Proline and a new pericardial patch.
The wrong time, she's pulling me through. It's a small crime, and I got no excuse. And is that all right? Yeah. Give my gun away when it's loaded. Is that all right? You don't shoot it. How am I supposed to hold? Is that all right?
Come in.
Give my gun away when it's loaded. Is that all right?
Chief, we need to talk.
Yes, Dr. Burke. I think we do.
Give my gun away when it's loaded. Is that all right? You don't shoot it, I'm supposed to hold it. Is that all right? Is that all right with you?
You're lucky, you know.
Pardon?
To study under Burke. If your little intern brain can retain any of what he teaches you, maybe you'll become half the surgeon he is. And that's pretty damn good. If you tell him I told you this, he'll never believe you.
Good.
Dr. Montgomery, how's she doing?
She made it through the surgery, set on the baby, which is, it's just, like I said, the kid's a fighter.
You think she'll call the guy, the dad?
Well, it takes more than a well-meaning speech to get a girl to make a commitment like that.
Yeah.
I appreciated, though, your take. It was surprising.
Surprising?
Well, for Mark Sloan protege.
Lackey. I damped the blood all day.
You're a decent guy, Alex. I'd hate to see Sloan beat that out of you. Anyway.
Yeah, thanks.
All right, then.
Okay.
I would have helped you if you told me. Burke.
I cannot. It's been a long day. And I just cannot.
I thought you were my friend.
I thought you were my surgeon.
In some ways, betrayal is inevitable. When our bodies betray us, surgery is often the key to recovery. When we betray each other, the path to recovery is less clear.
It was both our idea to rob the bank. It was both of us.
I know.
I couldn't do it anymore. It wasn't...
You did the right thing.
Yeah? Then how come I walked across the parking lot and realized I can't go home? Where am I supposed to go? Hey. Is the doctor home?
Yeah. He's my dad. And I'm scared. You of all people know what it's like to have someone you love in the hospital.
No. You do not get to bring up Denny to me ever again, do you understand?
I'm sorry.
I'm trying to apologize, not now, not yet.
Okay.
Maybe tomorrow.
Okay.
You washed his hands all through surgery. You knew.
I can't say anything. There are things Christina told me. She's my friend. I can't say anything.
No. No, that is not how this works. How could you know what you know? Or suspect enough for you to tell me?
You cleared him for surgery, Derek. How did you not know? You can't be angry with me. She's my best friend. And right or wrong, she...
What?
She was there when you weren't.
We do whatever it takes to rebuild the trust that was lost. And then there are some wounds, some betrayals that are so deep, so profound, that there's no way to repair what was lost. And when that happens, there's nothing left to do but wait.